This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's a good snap.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Who are their best pass rushers? Washington's. Who are their three best guys?
Honestly, Von Miller is probably number one.
I think that's fair. I would argue that Luvu right now, this minute, I don't mean all time, but coming
sure.
into this season.
Okay, yeah.
I'd argue Luvu, but I think it's reasonable.
No, I think Luvu, sure. Mm-hmm. Luvu, probably Von Miller, and then it's probably Dorrance Armstrong. Maybe Johnny Newton gets there, but that's kind of projection more so than reality at this point. Yeah, so I think it'd be those three, right?
So I've got Luvu, Armstrong, and Miller, whatever order you want. Remember, Armstrong had 3.5 sacks in the playoffs.
Yeah, he was really good.
5 in the regular season, kind of started slow. I thought sort of came on, played better football as the year progressed. But he was really good in the postseason. And I'm hoping you get a little Daniel Murphy-style carryover, right? Where you have a great postseason. Oh, that's right, I'm pretty capable. Maybe they unleashed something. Maybe mm-hmm. they found something schematically. I don't know what it was. Health. Who knows? But he played really well in the postseason. So among those three guys, Luvu, 8 last year. Armstrong, 5. Von Miller, 6. My rudimentary math tells me that's a total of 19 sacks between the three guys. I ask you, I'll ask Ryan, I'll ask Darius, and hell, if Russell's hanging out, he can answer the question too. Over or under between those three guys, 20.5 sacks. Over or under 20.5 sacks for Luvu, Armstrong, Miller. And my follow-up is that a good over-under total, or should I change it somehow? Like, is that underselling, or does that feel appropriate? That's 1.5 more than they had last year combined.
I think that feels about right.
Does it feel right?
I think that feels about right. Now, I'm going to take the under on this number. But it feels about right. You're right. I think it is about that number.
I thought it was pretty good. I came up with it in the car while I was driving by myself. I'm not bragging, but I can do that.
With an easy pass? Do you have an easy pass?
I do. I have an easy pass.
So yeah. 19 sacks is what they combined for last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Luvu gets about the same sack production. I could see his sack total going down and still being good, though. Like, you know, he finishes with 7 sacks, 6.5, and he's still productive. I think Von maxes out at 6 or 7. And I don't know that I see Dorrance Armstrong over the entirety of the season getting much more than the 5 sacks that he had, even though he was really, really effective in the playoffs. I'm going to take
Why not? You're not buying it?
No, I like him. I just think that he's kind of a little bit of he's a number two to me. And occasionally he can pop up and make plays, but I don't see him suddenly breaking out and having 8 sacks.
But he was an 8.5, 7.5 sack guy at part-time duty in Dallas. He was their third pass rusher.
Yeah, I just don't see him getting...
You don't think that happens again?
I think part of the reason that he was effective in the playoffs is like Dante Fowler was so good during the regular season,
mm-hmm.
and he was able to kind of get some of that. I just don't see that that's going to carry over. And not to say that he's a bad player, but I think he's probably in that 5-6 sack range again. I'm going to take the under, but by a slim margin. Like if we're going 20.5, 19.5, 20 is kind of where I think they're at. So I'm going to go slightly under.
So Ryan, when you're doing the headline for your for clicks... Toby thinks Dorrance Armstrong is a bum,
mm-hmm.
useless, and he's angry that he still exists.
Yeah, you want me to say it for us so he's easier clip?
Yeah, get the succinct clip.
Dorrance Armstrong is a bum and not very good at rushing the passer.
There it is. Of course, we are kidding. Everybody calm down.
I like Dorrance Armstrong.
Don't do the thing where you tweet at Dorrance Armstrong. You should see what they're saying about you. Yeah. I like him. I like him.
I hope
like
he tweets later and says, keep that same energy.
And drops a mixtape on him. That's funny.
I love you, Dorrance Armstrong. I'm kidding.
That's funny.
He won't include that in the clip.
Again, also funny. Darius, over under 20.5 for those three.
So I'm going to go over. I think we do get a little bit of a bump from Dorrance Armstrong's numbers from last year, because I think that he spent most of last year hampered. Now, he played in 16 games, but we know he was injured pretty much the majority of the year, if not all the year, mm-hmm. which I think is why he started to get healthier towards the end of the year, and I think that is why he started to play better in the playoffs, because he did get healthier as the year went on. So I do think we get a little bit of a bump from Dorrance Armstrong. I think it's going to be about the same from Luvu, around that 8 sacks or so. Maybe blitz packages increase. That gives him more opportunities. Von Miller, I think you're sleeping on a little bit. If Dante Fowler was able to get 10 sacks in this scheme, I don't see why Von Miller can't replicate that.
Fewer snaps, you don't think? I mean, Fowler played a lot.
Well, so I was showing...
You don't think, Darius?
I was showing Darius some highlights of him last year, just the pressures that he had. He still got it.
There's some
not all
there,
the time,
right?
But he still got it.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, how many fewer snaps are we talking? Because it's not like Dante Fowler was out there on 100% of the snaps at all. You know, he was clearly... They clearly didn't like him as a run defender and kept him off the field in a lot of those situations.
Other teams loved him as a run defender.
Right, sure, yeah. And I'm sure Von Miller's not going to be in there much on first down either, but I still think it's going to be effective enough to the point where he's going to surpass or at least be around where Dante Fowler was last.
So Fowler played 52% of snaps last year on defense, and Von Miller last 2 years has been around 32, 33.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So you think it goes up this year?
I can see him being more effective in less snaps than what Dante Fowler was.
Corporate Ryan Clary, over or under 20.5?
I think it's over also. I love the Von Miller addition. I think if he does play more snaps, which I think he will this season, I think he'll be healthier as well. I think himself, he'll probably have 6 to 8 sacks. I think Frankie Luvu will have more sacks than what he did last year. He's a great pass rusher in the situations that he has given. And also, I think, again, Dorrance Armstrong. I think he was a lot better than what the sack total said this past season. He got to the quarterback more than what he did in 2023. I think hopefully we'll start to see a much healthier version, but also a better version of Dorrance Armstrong. I think 20.5, I think, honestly, I could see them having like 24 sacks or 25 sacks
this
season. I'd be really happy, and that's what I think will happen.
Quick show meeting. Darius, could Russell not hear me?
So I think once Ryan turns his mic on, it doesn't allow anybody else to hear what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I could hear you because it's coming in through my headphones.
Okay.
But obviously, anybody else in the room.
So behind the scenes, Darius and Ryan are in the producer studio, and our guy Chris Russell was in there too. And I literally hit the little talkback thing as Ryan started. I was saying, hey, Chris, I'll come to you next. Chris, Chris, and he literally turns and sort of slowly.
As soon as you started talking to him, he's like, screw you, Danny, I'm gone.
And he literally slowly walked out of the room, just sort of, just kind of like tossing a ball up in the air, like, yep, not talking to that idiot. I go, okay, I guess he's leaving.
The best part was your disappointment in like him walking away, and you're like, oh, so I guess he's just walking out.
I guess he's not going to answer the question.
He wasn't bullish on this segment.
Funny too.
We're doing great with callbacks this segment.
I mean, everybody's being way funnier than me, and that's super annoying. I don't like that. Now I'm in a good mood. Let me ask you guys, 800-636-1067. So here's my case for over. Okay. 20 and a half sacks for Luvu, Armstrong, and Miller. I think Luvu's number goes up some. Because I think they realized this is what we got. This is our best pass rusher. He was a part-time pass rusher last year, the same way that, like, for a while, Micah Parsons was I'm not comparing the two. Parsons is a all-pro, one of the three or four best defensive players in the league. But the same way they realized, hey, this middle linebacker thing for Parsons, he's good at that and all, but, dude, yeah,
ain't worth
this
the time.
Pass rushing thing,
yeah,
do that. And he does it a lot. And he does, you know, that percentage kept going up and up and up. I think it's a similar thing here for Luvu. I think they realize that guy, whether it's hand in the dirt, standing up, whatever, he's getting upfield, he's rushing the passer way more this year than he did last year, even with the addition of Von Miller, I think. Armstrong, I'm buying as a uptick a little bit candidate. I'm not talking about 15. I'm not saying this is, you know, Von Miller in his prime or something crazy, but he's, with playing time, has been a 7.5, 8.5 sack guy. Whether he does that or not, whether it's, you know, 6, 6.5, that's still an uptick for him. I'm predicting an uptick already from Luvu. Again, probably 9, 9.5. Uptick from Armstrong, 6, 6.5, maybe call it 7. Let's go crazy. I'm already at a place where whatever I get from Von Miller, I'm now at the number. So I'm not talking about 30. Remember when Chase Young and Montez Sweat were like, we're going to set the record. I'm like, let's set the record straight.
Let's relax a little bit.
Yeah. Let's both of you have to get double digits first before we start putting ourselves in gold jackets. But to me, I think they'll be in the low 20s. And Ryan's 24 number, to me, is the hope. That's kind of that, if we got that, if we Frankenstein this pass rush, we Voltroned it with the five different lions, right? That ultimately formed Voltron. And then Voltron would fight one of the road beasts. And eventually, he's going to form the blazing sword and cut the road beast in half.
Sure,
doesn't matter. What Xerxes? I can't remember the prince.
No idea.
But it's before your time. It's Voltron. It's amazing. Greatest cartoon of all time. Dun, 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 dun. Down, down. As the changing is happening, it's so good. And they turn into Voltron, the big robot. But the blazing sword couldn't withstand the blazing sword. Didn't matter. It was the ultimate force in the universe. But it always made you wonder as a kid, why not just start with that? Just lead with that? But then the episode's over way too soon. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, point is, Voltron this pass rush. I think that's the idea. You add Von Miller, it's not 15 sack Von Miller, 6.5, 7 sack Von Miller. That's how you get to that 24 number. So I've got over, but I'm not about to go and to the betting window and put my life savings on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm under, and I'm hoping that another name pops up and is a part of this, and that's Johnny Newton. I'm hoping that Johnny Newton next year has 6, 7.5 and takes away from Dorrance Armstrong, mm-hmm. Frankie Luvu's number. I hope it's just a combined number of Kinlaw playing really well as well.
I am not a believer. I know Grant is in the pass rush of Newton. Maybe I would love to be wrong, because that would just change everything.
So I buy his pass rush. I don't buy anything else, which is a bit of an issue. But I think that's kind of what you got him, right? A penetrator who's a little bit undersized.
That was the idea. Yeah. I just think that's not where they're going. I mean, he's now, yeah, to me, like, I don't, well, whatever. We'll break that down at some point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.